Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at the 2008 Book Expo America Convention in Los Angeles. And right now our guest is author Garth Stein, and he just penned a book entitled The Art of Racing in the Rain. Welcome, Garth.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so this is about a family that's not having much luck, a custody battle, and a dog is the hero. How'd you come up with that one?
Well, you know, about 10 years ago, I saw a documentary film from Mongolia called State of Dogs. And it's about this idea that in Mongolia, the belief among the nomadic peoples is that the next incarnation for a dog is as a man. And so there's certain rituals and the burial to release the dog's spirit. And I thought, geez, what a great idea. That's like the ultimate aspiration. If you have to, like, you know, if I had a dog who really wanted to improve himself, to become a man is really something special. So
you wrote the book from a dog's point of view.
Yes, it's told from Enzo's point of view.
I can understand you writing from a man's point of view, and I could even understand if you wanted to write from a woman's point of view, simply because you could do research. But when you write from a dog's point of view, it's kind of hard to do that research, isn't it?
Well, keep in mind that Enzo believes he has a human soul. He believes that he's going to be reborn in his next lifetime as a person. So he studies everything around him in order to learn how to be a really good person when he comes back. So it wasn't so much trying to be a dog, but trying to be a person stuck in a dog's body.
Yeah, that makes sense, kind of. So what kind of research did you do? Did you watch the way the dog, did you watch a dog's movement? Did you see how the dog reacts in certain situations and try to transfer that?
Well, I think that we all, anybody who's a dog owner kind of sees the looks and expressions in a dog's face and body language and stuff. And really, you know, we start to project our own interpretations on that, anthropomorphize, if you will. So, you know, Enzo, all he has is gestures. He can't communicate, but he can make himself known. So, you know, he does his best.
Any significance to the name Enzo for the dog?
Well, the easy one is, yeah, Enzo Ferrari is the great car designer, and Enzo's master is a race car driver. So that's the easy one. But, you know, I had originally named the dog Juan Pablo, and because I wanted Enzo to be the name of my son. My wife was pregnant with our third child, and if he was a boy, I wanted him to be named Enzo. And she said, there's no way that's happening. So she said, instead of naming your dog Juan Pablo, I think you should name your dog Enzo. And so she was right, of course. And I went with Enzo for the dog, and we had another boy, and we named him Dashiell. So,
who did you write the book for? What's the target audience?
Well, I mean, the target audience for, I mean, any writer is writing for himself, obviously. But also, you know, for one, you have to write for an individual. You know, it's a very intimate experience, writing, and reading is an intimate experience. And there's a connection between a reader and a writer that I think is very genuine and very honest. And so I can't really think of writing for a group of people, except for one person. You know, a book is read one page at a time, you know.
So no particular gender, no particular age group?
Well, you know, it's obviously there's a dog audience. There's race cars in it, so there's a car audience. But there's also a big spiritual element. It deals with reincarnation. It deals with how to be a better person, how to lead our lives in a way that's, you know, true and genuine. So I think it really cuts across a lot of demographics.
So when's the book out?
The book came out a couple weeks ago and just hit number 13 on the New York Times bestseller list.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully going up to one with a bullet.
Well, we're hoping so. Yep.
All right. Once again, the author is Garth Stein. The book is The Art of Racing in the Rain. Thanks, Garth.
Thanks for having me.